This is News Plus Special English. Data revealed by a global research endeavour has shown that the Tibetan Plateau remains one of the world's cleanest regions, despite pollutants discharged by surrounding areas. That's according to an Environment Change Evaluation Report, organised by the Institute of Tibetan Plateau Research of the Chinese Academy of Sciences. The report noted that the environment background value of pollutants on the Tibetan Plateau, which is similar to that of the Arctic, is remarkably lower than that of densely populated areas. Pollutants in the air of the plateau, including black carbon and heavy metal, have increased twofold since the 1950s. Citing lake and ice core records, the report said South Asia and Central Asia are the two major contributors to the plateau's black carbon, a climate-forcing agent which heats the atmosphere and warms the earth. The report says that if humans continue to exert a positive influence on the environment and improve disaster early warning capability, the low environment background value as one of the world's cleanest areas could be maintained. Listening to News Plus Special English. I'm Mark Griffiths in Beijing. The Ministry of Culture has pledged to ensure healthy content of video games and to attract older people to gaming, following this summer's lifting of a national ban on games consoles and arcades. According to a statement released by the ministry after a gaming industry conference in Beijing, although China holds opportunities for games companies, the industry lacks innovation and promotion. The statement said game content should be healthy and not cross the red line, adding that arcades should be light and spacious. It did not elaborate on what it meant by healthy, but authorities often block the release of games deemed too violent or sexually explicit. The ministry said games should be designed for different age groups, not only serving teenagers. China has long feared that games and related problems, including gambling, could have adverse effects on young people. The ministry only lifted its ban on making and selling games consoles in June, finally giving Sony's PlayStation 4 and Microsoft's Xbox One the chance to compete with PC games. Chinese companies are expanding their presence in the gaming market, with Tencent holding large stakes in big foreign players, including Activision Blizzard, the developer of Call of Duty and World of Warcraft. China's online gaming market, including online games on PC and mobile devices, was worth 111 billion yuan last year, roughly 17 billion US dollars.